97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Greetings, and thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Dr. Gregory Yurkovich, who is the owner of Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic. Dr. Gregory, thank you for coming to see me today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
Pleasure. Why don't you tell us, what is Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic?
Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic is my chiropractic clinic, my office. We're located right off of 15501 in the Europa Center. And it's a family, and I stress family, chiropractic office. We treat everybody, all patients from, you know, newborns up to, I know I have some patients that are in their 90s currently.
Whoa, my goodness. So from babies all the way on, I always thought chiropractic was for teenagers and above.
Chiropractic is for everybody.
Yes.
Now, everybody uses it differently during every phase of life. Like you said, teenagers, a lot of times when you treat a teenager, you're going to be treating them for a specific condition. And they're going to be more of an acute condition where they hurt something sore, something mm-hmm. aches. Mm-hmm. You treat them. You find that as people get older, a lot of times they need what you would consider maintenance care. So that's what a lot of patients, once they get into their 30s and 40s, start receiving. The big difference in that is that generally while you're growing up and while you're growing, your bones are developing. Every now and then you might need an adjustment or a tune-up, or you fall, you hurt something, you need it adjusted. That's kind of how I view chiropractic for children until they get, you know, probably into college, high school age.
Right.
Then it could be more of, all right, now they have some more stress in their lives. Now it might be more of a maintenance issue where you're not just dealing with the physical stresses, but also all the emotional things that go along with that. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned, what I've noticed is that patients or people in general are very active until about the time they get through college and then get into high school. Or I'm sorry, get through high school into college.
Yeah.
And then at that point, their lives really slow down because people, you know, whether you go to college or not, you go somewhere where you start to have a job. And most people have a job where they're sitting a lot. They're
yeah.
very sedentary for 8 hours a day. Whereas before that, they were always active. They're always going.
Tell me this. This is very basic. Why would a person want to go to a chiropractor?
To maintain a healthy lifestyle is probably the easiest way to answer that question. A lot of people think that, oh, I hurt something, I should go. A lot of my patient basis are maintenance cases. Patients that come in usually, you know, once, twice a month, something like that, because they have experienced the benefit of chiropractic. And the thing is, once we get into chiropractic care, people always ask, oh, is this something I'm going to have to do for the rest of my life?
Right.
Well, you're going to see a dentist for the rest of your life too, but you don't consider that ongoing, whereas they do with chiropractic care. The big thing with chiropractic care is that it's something that, you know, you can use to maintain, like I said, your healthy lifestyle. But if you're not going to change what you did to get you in that position in the first place, so say it's now you have a bad back because you're bent over a computer 8 hours a day. Well, if your job isn't going to change, then how is your pain going to change?
Thanks,
so that's where we get more of a maintenance type of issue coming in.
Dr. Gregory, do you have a story you can tell us about where a patient may have been suffering and you changed their life because you were there?
The best story I can think of to give you on that aspect is happened actually whenever I was a student at Palmer College of Chiropractic. Palmer was the first school of chiropractic. The founder of chiropractic, D.D. Palmer, started the school.
Oh.
But while I was a student, I had the opportunity to do a humanitarian trip, a clinic abroad to Bolivia. We took about 17 students, went down to Bolivia for 10 days. And the folks in Bolivia, it's a third world country, so they don't have very much money. The one time a year they got health care was whenever the students came down as externs to treat them. And for the cost of about a nickel, they came in and they got to see us for however long it took, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, so we could treat them and help them with their conditions. We had, since they speak Spanish in Bolivia, we had translators. And one day right before lunch, my translator pops her head in the room and said, do you have time to see one more patient? I said, sure. And in walks this gorgeous 20-year-old girl. And I'm thinking to myself, there can't be much wrong with her. This will be quick.
Right.
Behind her walks my translator carrying a 2-month-old baby. Translator hands me the baby and said, oh, here, this is your patient. That is her mother. So through translation, I asked what the problem was. Meanwhile, the baby's screaming the whole time. And the mother told me, well, this is the problem. The baby constantly screams. Since she was born, you know, it's not getting worse, but it hasn't gotten any better. She screams and cries. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, what do I do now? Yeah. And that, it probably took me just a couple minutes to gather my thoughts about what to do because, you know, if I was going to treat a 5 or 6 year old, no problem, or an 80 or 90 year old, no problem. But a 2-month-old, that was a little different for me. And I've taken specific pediatric classes in addition to what I took at chiropractic school. But until you're faced with something like this, you can't really ever say you're prepared for it.
Right.
So I thought back to what I know best, which was at the time and is at the time now, chiropractic, and thought about what I would do and how I, you know, what I would do with an adult, just thinking the adult can't answer any of my questions and is going to squirm and scream the entire time.
Right.
So I just began feeling the little girl's back, just held her right in front of me. And her back wasn't too bad. There really wasn't much of an issue. And then I worked my way up her back into her neck. And at the top of her neck, I felt something was really off. It was just very, what we call in the chiropractic world, a subluxation or a misalignment. And you could feel it. And that's not always the easiest thing to feel, especially on somebody so young.
Right.
And obviously, your adjusting techniques are different on somebody that's 2 months old versus somebody that's 20 years old. So there's not a lot of thrusting that you would get or twisting, turning, or anything to get the adjustment. It was just basically pressure. So what I did was I held my fingers along the little girl's neck for probably 15 to 20 seconds, probably applying no more pressure than you might press on your eyeball with. So very light pressure.
Yeah.
And after about 15, 20 seconds, I felt just like a clunk. And all of a sudden, the little girl stopped screaming. Her eyes rolled back in her head and her arms went out to her side.
Oh, my.
And this probably only lasted for about 2 seconds, but for me, it was 20 minutes. And I was crazy, didn't know what was going on.
Right.
And all of a sudden, her eyes came back and she crossed her arms and all the redness that was in her face just flushed out and she smiled and started laughing.
That is amazing. Oh, yes. My gosh. We have to take a break right now. I love that story. That is amazing, Dr. Gregory. Let's take a break and when we come back. Let's hear more about your business.
Okay.
Right. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Dr. Gregory Yurkovich, who is the owner of Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Dr. Gregory Yurkovich, who is the owner of Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic. Dr. Gregory, in our last segment, you just gave us a beautiful example of how you helped a 2-month-old baby stop crying. You healed her. As far as we could tell, you healed her. I would wonder what you would say about people who are nervous about chiropractic versus especially Western medicine. How would you allay their fears?
Well, chiropractic is all natural. That's one of the biggest ways to allay somebody's fears. You're not going to be taking a pill. You know, whatever brought you into the office in the first place, whether it's an MD or a DC chiropractor or even physical therapist, however you want to look at it, you probably didn't take a pill that made you this way or made this hurt or made that hurt. So, I mean, not that this is one way of looking at it. So why would I take a pill to fix it? Now, obviously, if you have some kind of infection or bacteria, that makes sense. But if you hurt your shoulder, why are you going to start taking pills to fix your shoulder? That's not usually the way it works. You know, one-to-one, if I, you know, twisted my ankle, there's a reason I twisted my ankle. Whenever you twist an ankle, you don't get medicine for it. You ice it, you rice it, you rest, ice, compression, elevation, you take time off of it, and it essentially heals on its own. The body heals on its own. What chiropractic does is it enables the body to heal on its own better.
Got it. What's your experience as far as being a chiropractor?
Well, when I graduated from school, I worked at a small chiropractic office in Pennsylvania. After that, I moved to a large physical therapy rehab chiropractic clinic in Northern Virginia. And then prior to Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic, I worked for the military for about 5.5 years. And that was an eye-opening experience. Going back to your question about the difference between medical doctors and chiropractors, I heard when I was in school how MDs gave chiropractors a lot of gruff, and it was hard to get any kind of referrals or anything. And to be honest with you, when I came out of school, I didn't really see that. When I got into the military and worked with within the military system, it's kind of antiquated in that thought. And it was almost like 20 years ago where we would have issues. I would have, you know, patients coming in saying that, oh, you know, I've been trying to get in to see you for months now. And my doctor finally, after everything else, let me come in. I said, but the big thing is, and it has started to change. I know that I spent 5.5 years with Andrews Air Force Base. And one of the big changes I saw came from that Washington, D.C. area, where there's a huge military population. And it was Bethesda Naval Hospital. Now it's Walter Reed National Medical Center. They have some of the top surgeons in the military working there. And what I started to see is a lot of the neurosurgeons or the orthopedic surgeons, instead of cutting on a patient and, you know, taking an active duty military member through a surgery for their neck or their back, which doesn't bode well for their career in the long run. At this point now, they're putting off cutting and doing the surgery till it's absolutely 100% medically necessary. And what they would do a lot of times is they would refer back to the chiropractor, back to the physical therapist. And that's one population that we really had a great relationship. Yeah. We had a lot. We were really able to affect everybody's life positively.
Ah.
It's just really good results with them.
Yes.
And we, you know, kept people. I don't know that I necessarily kept everybody I saw in the military for longer,
yeah,
but we avoided surgery for longer periods of time, which, you know, in the military, you get promotions on a year in, year out basis. So I know that we help people, you know, both physically, financially, you know, emotionally, however you want to look at it,
right,
with what they do and what they needed at the time.
Right. Well, when should a person decide it's time to go to the chiropractor?
Today would be a good day.
Why not? I can imagine.
Like I said before, it's chiropractic is always beneficial. Most people wait until something hurts. That's fine. I mean, if you want to wait till something hurts, then come on in. Other people look at it as, you know, I'm not quite where I need to be. If you want to be at your optimum, then that's when you need to. Then that's when you can decide that maybe you should give chiropractic care a try. You know, people have little aches and little pains, and there are people that come in all the time with a sore back or sore neck, and all of a sudden we adjust them and we get them feeling better. And all right, the soreness is out of their neck or out of their back, but at the same time, they'll notice other things. Well, now they're sleeping through the night a lot better than they used to.
I see.
Or they're not snoring as much as they used to. Their blood pressure has gone down. There are all these other attributes with chiropractic care that you don't think of, just, you know, oh, I have pain here or there, fix it.
Right. You know? So who's your ideal client?
Anybody.
Anybody who has a pain, right?
Pretty much anybody with pain, anybody with discomfort, somebody looking for, you know, another option. Because like you said, most people do look, you know, they have a complaint, they go to their doctor, they go to their MD,
right,
they'll get the chiropractor, you know. In the other sense, I have patients that do this, that do the same for me. I have people that something crazy will come up, and instead of going to maybe see another doctor, they'll come to see me because we've helped them with things before, so they'll give us a shot. So essentially, anybody is a great candidate.
Okay.
But usually, somebody that, you know, generally somebody that's going to come in is going to have some complaints, some discomfort. In this area, there are a lot of athletes.
Yes,
usually they have some pretty nice weather, and you know, people are always on the move, always on the go.
What about insurance? Do most insurance companies recognize chiropractic?
Just about every insurance company does, and we're affiliated with many of them in the area. And the other thing, Obamacare,
yes,
the Affordable Care Act, chiropractic is covered under that as well.
Well, now,
so,
all right.
And that's been something interesting, seeing some of the patients come in that in the past, I know a lot of college-age students were on their parents' insurance or, you know, didn't have insurance. A lot of them now are getting covered under the Affordable Care Act. And for a college-age student, patient, it works out wonderfully for them.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, because they're always hurting something by being so active.
Exactly.
Dr. Gregory, why don't you give us your contact information for those who may have just tuned in?
Well, the easiest way to contact us is by phone at 919-929-4244 and also on our website at www.chfchiro.com.
Could you repeat that website one more time?
Yes. www.chfchiro.com. Right. Basically, chfchiro.com.
Got it. Thank you. Let's take another break. When we come back, let's hear more about your fascinating business.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today is Dr. Gregory Yerkovich, who is the owner of Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Dr. Gregory Yerkovich, who is the owner of Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic. Dr. Gregory, how long have you been in business?
I've been in business since November 2013. I actually bought Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic from the previous owners who had it for about 7 years before I bought it.
Got it. And what made you get interested in this field?
As it turns out, I was a pretty big athlete back in junior high and high school. In high school, I started having issues and nobody could figure out what it was. Obviously, the first place I went was a medical doctor, and they ran all these tests, and they couldn't really find anything. You know, nothing was specifically out of place, out of order. A couple of things came back borderline. So I did have a knee injury as well. So my dad, who was always kind of about alternative health care, took me to a chiropractor and hopped out with my knee and asked, you know, is there anything else that's going on? And we explained to him what I've been going through, and I'd suffered with allergies and everything else.
Right.
And he said, well, you know, chiropractic might be able to help that. So he said, what are your, you know, you went to the MD, what did they say? And I said, well, they thought that I might be borderline anemic. He's like, well, do you understand what borderline is? He said, you slip one day and you're anemic. He said, and then the next day you're not.
Okay.
He said, so that's something you need to look at.
Okay.
And he basically counseled me with a lot of nutrition information, some exercise stuff that I needed to do. My big thing was nutrition. That's why I really lacked.
Ah.
And basically he helped me out. And I was inspired by him. So I went to school, attended Penn State, and I walked in Penn State because I wanted to be an architect. And after about 2 weeks, I decided that wasn't for me and thought about the whole chiropractic thing and contacted the chiropractor I'd been to, asked him what he thought about it and what classes he would recommend. And the rest is kind of history.
Isn't that amazing? Architecture, chiropractic.
it all comes
together. Framework. Oh, my Lord. How about the history, the future of chiropractic? How has it changed over the years? Do you have to continue going to school and educated yourself, or is it always the same?
No, it's constantly changing. Everybody comes up and derives new techniques, new adjusting techniques. Is a North Carolina chiropractor, we're required to take 24 credits each year of continuing education. And that can be on any number, any variety of topics.
Okay.
So you can kind of pick and choose what you want to put together as far as your education goes.
Okay.
But as far as the future of chiropractic, it's kind of limitless. It's growing every year, which is nice to see. And as more people become more in tune with themselves, you know, it's a lot easier to tell if, you know, especially in this area where people were more or less, I would say, physically fit than they are in some other areas of the country, they know when things are bothering them. It might not be a major issue, but they know something's just a little off. And that's where a chiropractor can help.
Well, let's close by your giving your contact information one more time for those who may have tuned in late.
You can reach us on the phone at 919-929-4244. Or you can check out our website at www.chfchiro.com. That's www.chfchiro.com. www.thebabyhealthcare.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your beautiful story with us, especially about the baby. Appreciate it very much. Thank you for coming and speaking with us, Dr. Gregory.
Thank you for having me very much. I appreciate it, Sharon.
Pleasure. Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Dr. Gregory Yurkovich, who is the owner of Chapel Hill Family Chiropractic. That's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening.